For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality.
Hello.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Okay, not 2 weeks. You can't do this to me twice.
I've been waiting for that.
Damn you.
I know, I was thinking about it and I was like, well, I could say hello, but also we have to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, welcome back, everybody. I hope you had a wonderful holiday time off and happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, all the things.
I know. I mean, it's all of it. Now we're good until Lunar New Year.
I know. It's been a while. Like, it feels like we've been gone forever.
I mean, it is kind of, I mean, you all don't know this, but it is nice for us not to have to like think for one week.
And yeah.
Like, yeah.
I felt like, it brought me back to a place of like, I was forgetting, but also it was just nice to just watch TV.
Oh my God. I watched 12 days off was like insane. I watched 5 movies. There's no movies left for me to watch. I've watched all of the movies. Although I might watch Candy Cane Lane. Is it too late?
No, you can watch
it. It looks good.
It was cute.
Oh, okay.
I did watch it with my parents. It was cute. I thought.
Are you an Eddie Murphy fan?
I am old Eddie Murphy fan. That's the thing. I'm a Beverly Hills Cop, 48 Hours, like Coming to America. But then as we got into like the Nutty Professor, I was like, what are we doing? What's happening? Why is this happening?
But he was fine back in the day.
He was. And he was singing Party All the Time.
He lived in Nevada, remember?
No, I love me some old Eddie Murphy. Although I'm very excited for the new Beverly Hills Cop that's coming to Netflix.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is he in it? He's in it. And the two other cops are in it. Like there's Bronson Pinchot is gonna come back and make his
not from Perfect Strangers.
Yes, he was in the first one. Yes.
I used to love that show.
I know.
I don't know why. Like, I mean, two men living in the apartment together, but
that show was so funny.
What a show. Like, who was like, yep, that's it. They're gonna live in this apartment together and it's gonna follow their lives.
There was a lot of that. There was a lot of that in the like 80s and 90s sitcoms, like the My Two Dads. And like the Full House, all the dads, like there was a lot of guys living together without the women shows.
Do you remember Three Men and a Baby? I've seen that.
Yes.
That was a good one.
Ted
Danson was a babe.
Yeah, they all were. I mean, Tom Selleck. Hello.
When Wisconsin native Larry Appleton moves into his first apartment in Chicago, he enjoys his newfound privacy, but the privacy quickly vanishes when Balky, Bark Demonimus, a previously unknown cousin from the Mediterranean island of Mykonos, shows up wanting to move in. Larry decides to act as a mentor to Balky and help teach him about life in America, which is vastly different than what Balky is used to in his homeland. The two grow close as time goes on, going on many wacky adventures over time. They both have relationships that eventually end in marriage. Oh, they both get married?
Yes.
First of all, what year was it? I was like 7.
I know. But 1986. So
I wasn't even 7.
You weren't.
That 8 seasons is a long time.
It was good. I loved that show.
Final episode, August 6, 1993.
Oh, I was 13.
Where can I stream this?
Ugh.
It's probably terrible nowadays.
I know, but there were some good ones back in the day, I will say. I think that there were a lot of gems.
Wild. Perfect Strangers. Mm-hmm. It was like Laverne and Shirley with men.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Family Matters was related?
I think that the father.
Perfect Strangers had a spinoff. Highly
rated. The father
rated
was like the
Family Matters.
I think maybe the father or the mother. One of them was on the show.
Harriet.
Like worked with them. Yeah, worked with them or something from work.
Harriet was played by Judith Ann Elder for the second half of season 9, her cop husband.
Yes.
The series was centered. How did they link up though?
Something through work, or I think one of Larry or somebody somehow they worked together, knew each other through somehow. I remember her being on there.
It was never a direct crossover. They were originally scripted to appear in the pilot episode before the scene was cut. Mark Lynn Baker and Melanie Wilson each guest starred on the show as a different character. because they're both in Chicago. Interesting. Ah, no, you could just watch it. You could just go through 8 seasons plus. I mean, you could just binge right through.
Yeah, I mean, definitely is a different humor than now, of course, but it was
kind of
so
like
good.
Slapstick. What, like Balky? Yeah, was kind of like physical.
He was always doing silly things and like yeah. goats and just, you know, always.
I mean, he was
kind
of like Urkel, if you think about it, like kind of the similar writing styles, if you will.
Yeah, he just didn't have like the street smarts of things. He just was always like say, it was just cute when things were simple.
I mean, ABC was like killing it.
Oh yeah.
Step by Step. Oh, love that show.
I know. It was there for like TGI Friday.
All right.
Like TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah,
and they had some great
Old House.
Yes.
All of them. Anyway. I did not watch Perfect Strangers, but I will.
No.
I might catch one of those and see what it might. It's probably it might still be good. Who knows?
Yes. Why not?
I watched all of Survivor 45 in 3 days. I think that's a record.
Yeah. Did you go
13 episodes, 1 hour and 4 minute episodes per one. So I literally binged 13 plus hours in.
That is crazy.
Days.
And wild.
And then I jumped into 5 different movies. So everyone loves Greg's movie corner. So here we go.
Go for it.
I saw Saltburn.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
It's on Amazon. Two things. I think people hyped it up too much, if I'm being honest, but okay. I think that it's like well done in how it's done, like great acting, good storyline. I love how they wrap it up at the end. I don't know. I'm a fan. Great
okay.
music, great soundtrack. It's twisted, sure. It's dark, but I think people were like to me were hyping it up kind of as like pornographic.
Oh,
like everyone's like, oh, there's like sexy, and I was like, really? I was like, interesting, but like it's not. That's not the point of it, I guess.
Okay. I'm
and I thought
this.
The point of it was like, oh, it was going to be sexy. It's not sexy by any means. But I saw it. It was good. I liked it. You should watch it.
Okay.
You kind of like those psychological ones. So I think you would get into it.
I'm into that kind of stuff.
I saw the new Hunger Games, the prequel.
Oh, okay. And your thoughts?
Entirely too long.
Got it.
So 2.5 hours. It almost felt like 2 different movies to me, which is weird. So they're doing the Hunger Games, but then they get into like, it's the beginning of Snow, right? Of, what's his name? Donald Sutherland, who I love.
Yes.
It's the beginning of like him as President Snow. So the last like 45 minutes to an hour were incredible. And it was like the buildup and the scene, it was so good. But then it was him being involved in the Hunger Games before that was just like very convoluted, and it could have been 2 different movies. I think there could have been the beginning of the Hunger Games and there could have been the beginning of President Snow.
Got it. Okay.
It didn't need to be a 2.5 hour movie together. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
But it was overall, it was fine. What else? Oh, Leave the World Behind.
Okay.
You haven't seen any of these?
Your thought. Leave the World Behind with Julie Roberts?
Yeah.
I did watch that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Acting incredible.
Correct.
Movie, okay. I could have used some more answers.
Yes, absolutely.
I was a little confused. I don't like the ones that end with like, oh, tell us what you thought. I'm like, no, that's not, I didn't make the movie. You tell me what you wanted me to think. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I think it was beautifully done, though.
It was beautifully done. However, how did you feel about how it ended?
I think it was... Okay. So I give them credit for like a campy, kitschy ending. Mm-hmm. Because that was a piece of the storyline throughout. It was obviously not like
yes.
main, but it was like there.
Yes.
So I give them credit for that. However, no, you're right. I wanted answers.
Yeah. Like, are they all going to be reunited? Are they all going to make it to this house? Is she just going to sit there and watch Friends forever? Like, what's going on?
Are they all dead? They're all dead.
Right.
Where'd all those stags come from or whatever?
I don't know. It was just the whole thing. I was just like, okay, what's about to happen? Like, are all the animals? Why is it only those animals? Why is not all the animals freaking out?
That little girl was a good actress, too. The boy was good. Julie Roberts, Mahershala Ali, his daughter, Mahala. Like, everybody.
Yeah. No, it was very well done. That's why I was super invested in it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, okay, there's the house. They finally see what's going on in the city. Okay. And this is it. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, literally, that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. May to December.
Mm-hmm.
The acting wasn't bad. I'm not a huge Natalie Portman fan.
Me neither.
Very like Black Swan-esque, but not like, it wasn't really a thriller. Here's the problem. It wasn't bad, but I don't know why it needed to be made.
Okay.
I didn't finish it and go, oh, like, I think it was a great vehicle for the guy. He's hot. What's his name?
I didn't see it. I don't know.
He's like the half Asian guy. He's fine.
Oh, is it the one from
Charles Melton?
Oh, okay.
So like, it was a great vehicle, I think, for him as like a first starring movie. He's got Natalie Portman. He's got Julianne Moore. Big names, right? Looks great. I just didn't need it.
Yeah. Understand that.
In that sense. Last and extremely least. I feel so bad.
Okay.
The Family Plan. Mark Wahlberg. Okay. It's like his action family movie.
I could have known that was going to be it.
I had a little bit of like, okay, come on, he's going to pull this out. Like, he's Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, I love The Italian Job. I love Shooter.
You can't add kids to that. Like, it's either going to be a mafia like shooting killing movie or it's not.
So it started out okay. And it was like, he's a retired like CIA agent. Him and his wife go on a date day. His family doesn't know anything. Someone snaps his photo as like a meme and posts it. And that's how they find him. And then they like begin to go on the run. But then once they go on the run, it just completely fell apart.
Oh. Okay.
Because then they were like running from these like international assassins with like kids and a baby. And like, it was like, no. There's a fight scene with a baby and an assassin and Mark Wahlberg. And it's just like, it didn't need to happen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was atrocious. Dear Mark, continue to drop your pants and your Calvin Klein ads. But other than that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this Jeremy Allen White in the Calvin Klein ad? I know you saw it today because there's no way you logged into any social media.
I know. I did. I mean, his body looks good, but he's just not my thing.
He's not my jam at all. I don't get it.
No, it's not my jam.
Amy won, and then my friend Tara, they're like, oh my God, like, look at this. And I was like, I got zero tingles down south. None.
Really?
From this. Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken this as Amy's cup of tea either.
I know.
All right.
She was like, damn, he looks good. And I was like, I mean, he looks fine. I'm not like, oh yeah, let me take off those Calvins. I'm kind of like, just,
yeah.
I was like, maybe put some more on and cover up that weird haircut.
Yeah, I think, well, as you know, we've discussed this, that the shaggy hair look and the, I don't know. He's just not my thing.
He looks like he would take a shot of whiskey, smoke a cig, and then try to stick his tongue down your throat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want that. Not that he would. He's sober for his kids. I get it. I didn't mean to like call out his alcoholism. What I mean was he just seems like kind of like a dirty dive bar kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, clearly someone doesn't think that because people are loving it. It's on every single thing I scroll by.
Yeah. Well, and he has like an ex-wife and he's dating Rosalia. Then he was dating another girl. I mean, he's like clearly get it.
No, he's
like, yeah.
He's a thing right now. He's really hot right now.
I mean, put Charles Melton in that. Did he might have already done a Calvin ad, but put him in a Calvin ad. That man is, oof, I could just watch May December again.
I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah, he's been in a couple things. What's he in? May December, Riverdale. He was in Riverdale. He was in Bad Boys for Life in 2020, random.
Oh, yeah. I watched that.
Yeah, he's a babe.
He is. He is. Yes. Agreed. Anyway. I haven't seen him undressed, but yes.
You will. May, December.
I'm going to have to watch that.
You're like, well, let me cue that up real quick.
Let's record later. Now I got to watch this.
I mean, it just, what it did with the, like, the Mary Kay Letourneau story, it was like loosely based, but then Natalie Portman was the actress who's going to play the school teacher in a movie. So she was like trying to get close to them, but it was like very, I don't know. Hmm. I feel like you could have had Saltburn, the psychological part of Saltburn worked. It didn't work in May, December.
Got it. Okay.
It could have been, sense. I don't know, just could have been a different movie to me anyway. What about you? Sorry, I totally hijacked all of that.
No, that's all right. Mine is not as exciting, but well, it is exciting to me, I will say. I went down a few different rabbit holes. I finally caught up on The Challenge. I am all the way up till yesterday's episode.
How many are there?
I think it was like 11.
Ooh, time for me to binge. You know, I love it.
Yes. So I did that. One night, Jake was like, "You're not watching. We can't talk about it. I'm so frustrated." And I was like, "You're right." So I literally just stayed up half the night watching The Challenge. And then the next day finished up. And then now yesterday watched the most current one. And so it's good. I like this element they have right now of the way that they're doing their eliminations. I like them bringing back like the old champions or what they call the legends to battle them down there. And it just makes it fun.
But if they eliminate someone, that person goes home and the challenger gets to eliminate someone else, or does the challenger go into the game?
So what happens is the house nominates two people, the one that gets voted in after the challenge, and then the one is like a house vote. Okay. So whoever wins the challenge can vote in one, and then the house votes on the other.
Okay.
And then they go down on the floor, excuse me, and then they'll bring out one of the legends. And the legend has to pull, like, you know, they did it before where they had to pull the thing and you either pull the name
or the swords. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, this time it's like an anvil. And so you either pull one with the name of the person or looks like one of those, like, you know, things you swing and hit them in the head with kind of thing with the spikes on it.
Uh-huh.
And if they get that, then that is, they get to like mix it up and they can choose any one of that sex. So if it's a girl there, guys, they, anyone from anybody standing there, just not the people who won.
Okay.
So in that case, like the two people who were nominated by the house get a reprieve because they go back up and they pull somebody up down. And whoa. So it gets tricky because like people who like, just for instance, Laurel, who hates Michelle, she comes on and she wants to pull that so she could call out Michelle and send the other people. You know what I mean?
Got it. So you could not be voted and not be the house vote and still go in.
Yep. So no one's ever really safe.
Except for if they win the challenge, the daily.
Yes, exactly. Wild. So it's kind of an interesting spin. And so anyways, when the person, say the person, the challenger from the house loses, they go home and the legend gets to take $10,000 from their prize pot.
Got it. So the legends never enter the game.
No. They're just taking their money.
Nice.
And if they win, then they get to stay and they get to keep their money.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, I just like, it's a different way. It's like a little spin. So I like it. It makes it interesting because no one's ever really safe unless you win.
Well, yeah. And it tests all of their alliances.
Yes. And that's where we are now because we're further in the season. And now it's like, this is what kills me about The Challenge always. And this is not a spoiler because this is how it always is you build these like tight alliances with eight people. And then when you get lower, it's like, well, now you got to turn on each other. This happens every time.
Yeah.
And it causes so many problems. And it's like, but you knew this was going to have to happen.
For sure.
So. So I watched that. That was very good. I got caught up on that. I finished Girls Trip. Ultimate Legends Women's Trip, whatever it was called. I don't know what we're calling it. It feels silly calling them girls when they're all
Girls Trip Roni Legacy.
Yes.
But you just finished it? How many episodes?
I did.
Six? Is it six episodes?
Six. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's it? Okay, I'll binge that too.
It just reaffirms my feelings about Sonia just being insane. Ramona just being despicably Ramona. Like,
did you feel like Ramona's time seemed short?
Yes. They didn't show her as much. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
They could not possibly cut her all the way out, but you definitely didn't see as much of her as you probably would have in a lot of the conversations. There was only a couple of times where it was like, oh, Ramona's doing this again. And then, you know, Luann and her would get into it about something. But for the most part, it was not like she was not highlighted much at all.
Really?
Yeah. So I think that they were kind of like,
she could have been
more. Yes.
Interesting. So it must have been edited, and I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Like there, it was impossible to cut her all the way out. And they definitely had some scenes that were just her and Sonia or her, you know, because she was sharing a room. And so, yeah, you know, there was, I mean, there was no way to get rid of her completely, but I feel like you would have seen her more if all of this wouldn't have happened.
Oh, interesting.
But it was nice also to see more of like Dorinda, who we don't get to see a lot of, and Kelly, who's just such a kook. Like there's
they said, if you give someone 10 years and think they're going to mature, Kelly's not the one. Like she's the same person she was 10 years ago.
Yes. This is absolutely true. So yeah, it was good. So I just remember, like, I liked Kristen. I just remembered that I did.
I loved her.
Yeah. So it was like,
you know, her husband was like caught on Ashley Madison or whatever.
Yes. That comes up
in that leak. And like, that's kind of like I'm shocked they stayed together.
Yeah, no, that definitely comes up. And is addressed multiple times.
Oh.
And she is still standing by. Nothing happened.
Oh, girl, bye.
I know. She's standing by. She said he was on there. It was a curiosity thing with his friends, but he didn't do anything. And then finally in the end, she was like, either way, we're still together. It worked out. We're still together. And it's like, all right. Okay, then, girl.
She's also way better looking than him. So.
Yes. She looks great. They all look great. I'll just say that. So I watched that. I watched so many holiday movies that I was just holidayed out. At the suggestion of my friend Judy, I started Southern Hospitality because I never watched this.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, she's like, if you like VPR, like try it, see how you, because I'm always looking for something new. I don't feel the same about this as I do about BPR. I don't know if it's just I'm invested in them, but these people are just annoying.
I think I did this like a year, like right as the first season ended, I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. And I watched like two of them and I was like, I'm not into this at all.
Yeah, I'm trying. I keep turning it back on to see. And I was like, maybe, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure why it, I don't know what it is. I just can't, they're just annoying me.
I wonder, I mean, I know Judy listens. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Judith. Yes, she Judith. DMs me and she goes, I am Judith. I'm
like, yes, she is. She is Judith.
I wonder, does she watch Southern Charm?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Because I wonder if the Leva Southern Charm and lead-in is helpful. Because like I just felt lost. And then I felt like, A, we're out of the industry. So like we couldn't really relate in that sense. B, we never participated in the industry like that ever. We actually had to fucking work and serve our tables.
Absolutely.
Second of all.
Well, and I think I think you're right about that for sure. And I also think that's the thing with VPR. It's like, yeah, we see them serve here and there or bartend here and there, but it's really more about like their everyday life.
Yeah, we've moved on. We wouldn't go back and watch them in the restaurant now.
No, like I don't want to watch them doing bottle service all the time.
Well, yeah. And I think so, three things. A, we don't watch the Charleston Southern Charm lead in, so we don't get it. B, we're not in the industry anymore. C, we didn't operate like that in the industry ever. D, our age gap is larger than it was when VPR started.
True. And I'm not into, like, I don't do the club. So I'm not into, like, watching that whole, like, lifestyle. I don't relate.
I think they were in a staff meeting and she's like, baby, can you get my birth control? Can't forget that. And I was like, I'm out of here. I was like, that's it. Like, that's a wrap for me.
I watched that thing like, who is your boss? Like, this is your employees? You're allowing this behavior?
Yeah. No, ma'am.
No. No. So, okay. Whatever. I'm going to keep trying, Judy. I mean,
what's wild is that got picked up over Old Lady Gang.
Which is crazy because, well, I think maybe with the Old Lady Game situation, it was like the violence issue, but I know. I'm like, bring me back some Shaws. Like, bring me back something else. I don't know what it is. Like, lately, I've just been watching a lot of the other day, I went down the rabbit hole. There was like a VPR marathon on E! And it was like season one and season two. And I was just like, man, I forgot like how good this was.
Did you get stuck in that Las Vegas marathon?
Yes, I did. I watched it. You know how much I love Las Vegas. So anytime that comes on, I literally watched that for 4 days straight. I don't think my TV changed from USA.
So I loved that show. And then I was like, oh, I'll start this from the beginning. And I tried it and I was like, this is terrible.
I love that show. I just love it. I don't know why. I have no idea why I loved it so much. Well, and I loved him before he was on General Hospital. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. But I watched that. I am gearing up for tonight's Golden Bachelor wedding. I'm very excited about this.
I don't know. It almost didn't happen with that prenup business.
Well, they're ready to go. It's happening today. So I'm in. But yeah, wow, I know.
In Palm Springs, we could have gone.
I would have loved to.
Jerry, we're here.
Jerry, can we come into your wedding?
We made it.
Oh, I'm telling you, I can't wait. I just love I like to tie up a good story.
Yeah, for sure. You know, maybe they'll have a baby.
Probably not. That would be miraculous if they did.
You never know. We've seen crazier things happen.
Well, he can do it, but I don't know how she's going to pull this one off. So, yeah, but other than that, I just watch a lot of random stuff. I've been totally down the rabbit hole of all of these, like, all of the, what is it? The why did I never remember her name? Is it Natalia Grace?
Wait, did you see her new adopted parents, first of all? Who's adopted like, a 22-year-old?
Wait, why do these people keep adopting this adult woman?
I also, here's what I don't like about this story. As I followed the initial story when she was not 9 years old.
Right. But now they're claiming she was actually 9.
But that's the thing is like, but then there's other reports that the original guy said she wasn't, and now they said she was, and then that doctor says he doesn't know, and then they don't know, and then it's on ID channel. I don't even, again, and then your words, I don't think I have that channel.
Oh, I do. Let me tell you.
Like, they got charged with neglect, but then she was in an apartment. So how was she like living in an apartment at 13?
No, the whole thing is bizarre. It is all weird. And they're saying that the DNA test proved that she's 22, but it's like, how though?
Yeah.
Because if she
bone density didn't, like,
I know it's all really weird. The whole thing, I'm just in a touch of tailspin. I need to take a break from watching all these things because ultimately, like, I just want to, the answer I need am not getting. And that is, why do adults keep adopting this adult woman?
Well, and like, the reason why, like, I think I've avoided it is because, like, ID is her side of the story, right? Which is fine. Yes. Like, yes. I like a Dateline or a 2020 where it's kind of middle of the road and, like, here's the facts.
Oh, I love me a Dateline.
But I mean, my time was consumed with my girl, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh, man.
Because this is a story that I've been invested in for like 15 years now.
Forever. Oh, yes. Since the beginning of this story, I have millions of thoughts and questions.
Her husband is creepy.
Her husband is creepy, but apparently the D is fire.
Gross. Gross. Also, like, did you hear that, like, her mom had her salivary gland?
Yes.
Which
she said that was...
It's rotting her teeth.
Yeah, she said it was the most painful surgery that she had.
I cannot.
And she says that it's annoying to others because she has to constantly clear her throat because she has no spit going and people get irritated with her.
I mean, that alone... I mean, R.I.P. No. Dee Dee Blanchard, but...
No, she did a number on this kid. Like, this is a lasting
I mean effect. there's no way she is staying with this school teacher man, right? Like,
I don't know,
like, she clearly wants to be famous.
Yeah, she immediately came out, started an Instagram, got 6 million followers, and like can't stay off social media or television.
I mean, my other thing is like, do we think that Dee Dee Blanchard having her be in the spotlight has gotten her used to wanting the spotlight, like that Munchausen by proxy?
No.
Did you see there was a meme and it said she's been gone so long there's a whole season of Beverly Hills for her?
Yes. Well, here's the thing though, I mean, if you really think about it, what else is she gonna do? Like, this was such a publicized thing that happened in the first place. And it's not like she's going to come out and now go get a job at Target. So
no, but you know, some people go away. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, not Casey Anthony.
No, who should go away.
Yeah. But I'm saying some people like get out of prison and like we just like they're gone. Right? We never hear from them again. Right. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't think.
I don't know. I think the saddest part of this whole thing to me is obviously the boyfriend, because he clearly had some.
Issues for sure.
And developmental delays. And they just threw the book at him to be totally forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, I don't even want to hear it. I'm not even going to entertain appeals. You did this and we're not talking about it. And she's just like living her best life.
I know. Literally. The sexuality, like she, because remember, I don't know if you, I read a lot. I mean, I'm in. Gypsy Rose and I are like this.
Oh, yeah.
But like she was sexual then.
Yeah. So, well, did you see how she's claiming the grandfather was molesting her? And he was like, no. I had to keep telling her to stop trying to touch me. She was trying to touch me all the time.
Yes.
And I was like, what?
But then she was saying, like, that guy, Nicholas, the killer or the murderer or whatever, he was like saying, like, yeah, like, oh, she was like, put your baby in me. And like,
yeah.
But so like that was definitely, but how does that manifest for, I don't know.
No, there's something ain't right. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Her right. Voice creeps me the fuck out.
I know.
Yeah.
And the whole thing.
Know, and then my mom and I were just like, you know,
the whole thing.
And like,
so
then
creepy.
We're like, and I was like, oh God, I can't stop watching. And every day it's a new headline. Gypsy Rose. I've never heard of anyone asked to leave an entire state, especially Missouri.
Yeah, they're like, no, we don't want this here.
Sure, you could be asked to leave California, maybe even Florida, but no one asked you to leave Missouri.
No.
They said they couldn't ensure her safety. Like, is someone going to kidnap Gypsy Rose Blanchard?
Anything could happen at this point.
Also, as a father, not blaming him at all. I just don't understand. I would not continue to send $1,200 a month to somebody when all this was taking place in the media.
No,
she was on Make a Wish so many times they had to ask her to stop making wishes.
Yeah, but also that was the mom, so I guess I don't know. It's so weird.
The same doctor who changed Gypsy Rose's birthday is changing Natalia Grayson's birthday.
I know that. I feel like the two of them together would be like
unstoppable.
Yes, like. This Lifetime special that we've all been waiting for.
The youngest girl who's accused of being old and left on her own versus the oldest girl who's accused of being young and won't be left alone.
Correct. Yes.
I just, the interviews, I can't get enough. The other day she was like, yeah, you know, watch my new reality series on Lifetime.
No,
or whatever she's on.
Absolutely like, not.
Gypsy Rose.
I am not. I don't even ask me to watch it.
The D is fire. I cannot.
Yeah. Everybody wants to say what they want to say, but the D is fire. Like, what?
And he goes, come get it, baby. I'm going to give it to you. I was like, no, get this off
gross.
Of Instagram, please.
This is not a conversation for the public.
I didn't know she had 6 million followers.
She has 6 million followers within like 2 days of getting
out. You're lying. I need to see this.
No, I'm telling you, they were like, she literally got out and must have made the Instagram in the car. I don't know.
6.4 million followers.
Yeah.
Munchausen Syndrome by Proxy Advocate. The prison, that's what it's called. The Prison Confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Mm-mm.
She said it's going to be her of like how she got there, not why she's there. She doesn't want to talk about
what we know,
but she doesn't want to talk about the murder. She wants to talk about like how she grew in prison.
But ma'am, but you went to the prison because of the murder. They all tie in together.
Her husband is creepy. I cannot.
I can't.
Married Life with Ryan S. Anderson. I cannot.
Mm-mm.
Gypsy Rose, mm-hmm. Girl. Gypsy Rose. Let me tell you, I spent entirely too much time. Thank God she's over 18 because there might be the FBI at my door wondering
I'm
why.
I'm telling you. By the end of the week, she'll have an OnlyFans.
Oh no, not with Ryan Anderson.
He's a school teacher. God. He can't be posting stuff like "Come get this D, baby."
Yeah, he really should not be. He's going to lose his job any day now.
The second that show comes out, it comes out tomorrow, I think, or something.
You're teaching my kid, and your wife is a murderer, and you're having these inappropriate conversations. No, thank you.
I just remember the only reason why I remember this is because she was missing, and they thought that she was kidnapped, but really she like left her, and they're like, both her wheelchairs are here and her van is here, like, where's she gonna go? But she could walk the whole
time. On her feet is where she went.
Also in Hot Topics, this was a couple weeks, this was after we aired our December episode, December 22nd episode, whatever, for Alexis Bellino. He received a promise ring from John Jansen.
Gross.
She also denying that she's going to be on the next season of OC.
Good. We don't want to
know. John Jansen's not going to want to go with her if she's not on TV.
Yeah. You're going to have to figure this out, girl. He ain't going to want to be with you.
He loves the spotlight.
Ugh, I'm just glad we don't have to watch that mess.
Yeah. Also, like, why are we buying promise rings?
It's so, like, that's just childish. Just also get married if you want to get married. Like, get it out of the way.
Right. This is all I have to say. And we're not going to say another word about those crazy women and Jesus jugs, as I've called her for a decade and a half.
Yes.
Do whatever you want. Go suck John Jansen's dick on his boat. I'm fine. Just stop putting your fucking business on Instagram. That's all.
Yeah.
Take your promise ring and take your weird kids and weird Jim Bellino and just go away.
I don't understand. John
Jansen trolling people on Instagram.
No, it's weird.
Also, do either of them have a job?
I don't know. Did she ever have a job?
She wanted to be a news anchor. And then they opened that trampoline park and got sued because a kid died at the trampoline park.
Oh, yeah.
Or got, like, paralyzed or something.
Yeah. Mm.
Those places are, in fact, extremely dangerous. The one in Roner Park, Santa Rosa, is, like, no rules.
No, it's wild in there, and it's risky. Enter your own risk, people. Yeah. It is not safe.
No. This was shocking to me. I did not see this coming. Rachel Lindsay and her husband, 4 years, Dr. Abbasso or whatever he calls himself.
Yes, Brian. Dr. Brian.
Divorce.
I didn't see this one coming myself.
I mean, she probably didn't see it coming because he filed on the 2nd and listed their last date of living together as the 31st.
So weird.
So new year, new him.
You didn't even give it a chance. You just woke up and was like, yeah, I'm out.
You know, New Year's Eve was rough. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Something either went down or you just woke up and were like, in this new year, I'm done with all this.
And it's funny to me, like, she seems very, like, media savvy. Like, they've kept it out of the spotlight. They've done everything possible. They don't really, like, discuss it. They don't really post each other. They did post for, like, anniversaries and stuff, but nothing like everyday drama or whatever. She said, hey, you know, we live different lives, but, like, we definitely keep our private life, like, out of the spotlight. I don't know. And then he released a statement, which I love when the man releases a statement, or even the woman, but when someone releases a statement and, like, you know, Rachel and I, and then signs it themselves, like, signed Dr. Brian.
Yeah, no.
So you're just going to speak for her in the text and then you're going to sign it yourself and she's not going to post or say anything.
Nope. You're not speaking for me.
No, sir. He seems a little into himself. And by a little, I mean a lot.
Yes, but he's so handsome.
Yeah, he's attractive.
Very.
We're going to wrap up with Mia Thornton. First of all, this poor, I don't want to take Gordon's side, but this man has been going through a lot. You revealed his prostate cancer and his, like, impotence and his money woes and his family drama and all this shit. And now she seems to be, by her Instagram post, engaged to a new man.
Yeah.
Also, like, Lenny Hochstein, put it down. You can't get engaged when you're still married.
No.
It just seems inappropriate.
If that's how you're going to soft launch that, like...
Well, no, and then she put 4-4-4. Like, are you saying you're gonna get married on 4-4-24? Are you saying that, like, that's the date you're gonna get divorced? Like, what's happening here?
I mean, I have a couple feelings about this because
give me all the feelings.
as we know, in their creepy, weird marriage, he was allowing her to have sex with other men because he was no longer able to perform.
Quote, he was letting her get satisfied by other men.
Yes. So, so you open this door for the possibility of something going terribly, terribly wrong. But again, there should be loyalty in an agreement in your marriage and all of the things. I guess they have a history. I guess this was her first love. They were together in the past. So right there, you broke the agreement because you're supposed to be going and getting serviced by just a random and then coming home to your husband. But you went back to your first love. So you circled the block all the way back to where there was emotions involved. So right there, that's you cheated. That's cheating.
Incognito is his name.
I can't. Also, he's not. I mean, I was thinking, okay, the way she presents herself, I'm thinking it's going to be like this tall, buff looking, like,
have you
chiseled.
Met Gordon?
No, I know. But I'm thinking, okay, well, she's leaving him. So he's got to have some money and maybe he's like put together. And then this guy shows up and I'm like, all right. But again, that's your first love. So this is clearly about an emotional connection.
Or is it just like convenience and like, hey, remember me? I don't know.
He appears to have some money.
He's a DJ or a radio personality or something. Yeah, radio.
Yes.
Also, a DJ, if you will, a disc jockey. Remember those?
Yeah.
Days? I don't know. I'm just not. I don't care. Also, like, I just find it weird that you're going to get engaged. Yeah, he's not cute.
No. I just feel like
shorter, uglier version of T-Pain, sort of.
I just feel like if you have, especially because you have small children and there's kids involved in this, like finish up your shit, get your divorce out of the way.
For
like,
sure.
Come on. Like just have some grace about the situation because the man's clearly in poor health. He's going through a rough time and you have kids together. Like do this nicely.
Also, I don't recommend getting married on 4/4/24 if you're not. A little soon. Let's slow down here, Mia.
Yeah. I don't think you should. I think you should hold off.
I cannot. Anything else on Hot Topics?
No, it wasn't. I mean, knock on wood, it wasn't like a crazy couple of weeks. There was some weird little Kanye incidents here and there. But, you know, other than that, everything seemed to be okay through the holidays.
You know how like on SLC, they told them how many selfies they took. I wish my phone told me how many times I typed Gypsy Rose this over the last 14 days.
I cannot even imagine. God only knows.
And they let her out after Christmas, like set her free. I can't. Gypsy Rose, you go, girl. Okay, so we've got the SLC finale, which everyone's raving about, which we'll get into. And then we also have some Beverly Hills today. Everything else was off. I really wish, you know what I wanted to watch this week, which is bizarre? What? I need Below Deck to wrap it up. I just need to know what's going to happen.
I was wondering why Below Deck.
Out.
I know. I need to get, this is going on for a while.
Yes, it is. I agree.
And especially with everything coming back and now like ramping up, all these shows are going to be coming. I don't have time for this.
I know. We got Traitors. Now I got to watch Girls Trip because that's there. I got to watch The Challenge. We got Vanderpump Rules. It's all too much.
Did you see this new Vanderpump Villas French Chateau?
Uh-huh. I did. It's a spinoff of like, apparently it's the, like some of the people who were on Vanderpump Paris or something are there. I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't have time.
Yeah.
It'll be on Netflix. So I guess I could just binge it at some point.
I thought it was going to be on Hulu.
Oh, Hulu. One of those.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
One of those shows.
She's raking in the dollars. She's not in her restaurants, but you know, in her shows apparently. Okay, so SLC, this was the finale. I personally don't think it was like, it was great. I'll give it a great, it's an 8 out of 10. I don't think this was like, oh my God. I think the most shocking part, which we'll get to for me, was like Monica being in Meredith's store and being like, I've never been here before. Like that, it was like, yikes.
Well, I was definitely shocked. But I was more so shocked because I've spent the last how long trying to figure out what that phone call was about. And that was not anywhere close to what was on the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, I still was kind of like, why didn't anybody bring up that she was like a witness? But that never came up. Like, I don't know. I have a lot. It left me with a lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure. My favorite part of the whole entire, this is going to blow your mind, is when they were driving the mopeds and they're like, the scariest person is Meredith Marks. We don't even know the last time she drove a car. And she didn't know.
She said she hasn't driven since like the 80s. And I was like, what? Why? Why don't you drive?
That's why she's got a driver. Whitney does not want Heather talking about her butthole.
I don't think that Heather wants to talk about her butthole.
Yeah, she did not say that. It was a transaction. It wasn't a story for your book. Whatever, girl.
Whitney wasn't it for me this season. Like, no. That whole thing irritated me a lot.
No. Meredith never driven a car. Monica's credit card gets declined. Also, they let it go through. It was a different credit card. The first one was a different color. If you watched it, I only know this because I watched it 4 times.
I didn't even look that closely.
Yeah, so it's a different credit card. Also, it's like a Chime credit card, which is like that pay as you go kind of thing. Have you seen these?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, so we get the phone call. Here's what I didn't like about the episode, and I think what could have been better was the flashbacks, because when they're like, 4 hours. I was like, what happened in 4 hours? Like, and they're like, 2 hours before that. And I was like, okay, I'm confused.
Got it.
What were your thoughts on the editing?
I loved it. I thought the whole thing was just, but it made it so much more interesting because it was like, okay, we're about to find out what happened. But first you have to go backwards to find out what happened and what brought us back to this place.
Got it. The doll game. It was weird to me that they were like dramatic. Like, why are you like, why did they want to play in her face? That's what I didn't understand. Like that was all a set. I mean, I guess because she played in their face for the last 4 months.
Yeah. Like they didn't give a fuck about. Yeah. Like, hello. They didn't give a fuck about that. Like, look what she just did.
It was just odd for me that they went from like, we're going to catch her and she's going to think that we're against each other to them like emotionally breaking down. Like, were you that emotional and breaking down about it when you were planning on playing in her? I don't know.
Well, they were all emotional about it on the beach when they found out. Looked like it was the end of the world.
Yeah.
But what I loved even more so is that Angie clearly had zero idea what was going on.
She wasn't invited to anything.
No, she was.
Who made her a fucking cast member? I want to meet them.
She was like, what? That I loved. That was classic.
Also, Angie in the fucking DMs thinking it's hilarious. Like,
right?
A bitch.
Wait. And takes a swipe at Angie H.
And Angie H catching a stray for no good reason.
I love that.
Okay. So we get the doll game. They go back and forth. Whitney and Lisa play this like dramatic game. Meredith and Heather, you didn't have my back. And then Heather wants to like come for Monica. We get it. So then we flash back to the beach meetup 2 hours earlier. I was like, oh, okay. So this was 2 hours after the phone call, but 4 hours. I'm like, I can't. I'm lost. So she went to Beauty Lab to buy a gift card for Monica's birthday. And they found 3 different Monicas, all the same last names. That's how they like uncovered it, right? She owes Beauty Lab $2,500, I think.
I thought they had different last names, the same birthday.
Yeah. So what I say?
Last names.
Different last name, same birthday, because we know Monica Fowler, Monica right. Garcia, Monica. I don't know what the third one is.
Got it. Okay.
Probably LD Millionaire's last name. Monica LD Millionaire.
Right.
Okay. So then Tanisha, the hairstylist. This is my first red flag with this entire situation. Is that Tanisha can't decide to come clean 4 years later.
No.
That's annoying to me.
Yeah, like, you're not my hairstylist anymore, Tanisha.
Correct. No, she still is. Heather was posting her in December.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
So, like, first of all, that's a sacred relationship. If I'm going to let you cut my hair, I need to be like, hey, who are you? First and foremost. So it blows my mind that, like, all of a sudden, Tanisha had the last 3 years to tell you this, and she never did. Just bizarre. Yeah. Monica answers like, you're a reality Von T. She said that's not true entirely, right? We get into all this, whatever. There's others involved. The security camera was mind-blowing to me. Also, that's the night that the clutch was stolen.
Yep.
Which, okay, so the other people involved are Koa. This is, I'm gonna drop, I don't know if you've seen this. I didn't sleep Tuesday night. So Koa, who was Jen's designer, who's Jen is yelling at in the video that Monica posted to Reality Von Tees. Are you with me?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Remember the dress wasn't ready and Jen like lost her mind?
Yes.
Okay. So Monica recorded and posted that video. Guess who designed Monica's reunion dress and some of her confessional looks?
Koa,
who now works for Monica, I guess, in some capacity, right? Who was also involved in the Reality Von Tees.
Got it.
Tanisha, obviously involved, whether she likes to say she wasn't. I don't believe that. I don't know how to tell you this, but there's something's not right with the Tanisha link. How do you feel about that?
No, I agree.
And then Murillo, who is Jen's current assistant, Lord knows how Murillo's getting paid currently, but he claims that he wasn't involved, but he had to be. I do think that there was multiple people running the page. I will say that. I will also say about the page is that it had like 5,000 followers. So it's not like we're looking, like you look at Queens of Bravo, you look at Two Judgy Girls. These are hundreds of thousands of followers, right?
Absolutely.
5,000 followers on Instagram is a drop in the bucket. So, I mean, had you heard of the site before you heard it on here?
No, absolutely correct, not.
Right? Maybe it was big in Salt Lake because it was revealing Salt Lake drama, right? They knew it was from the inside. So not that like shocking to me. Now it has quadrupled their followers almost since Tuesday, which is wild to me. They haven't posted since 2022. And the other thing I will say, which I kind of don't agree with, to a couple things. The first one is that they never really posted bad stuff about the other women unless it was in conjunction with Jen Shah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, Jen Shah called Heather Shrek, right? That was posted. But it wasn't like, we think Heather is Shrek or whatever. So it was by association that it was bad stuff being posted or Jen said stuff or Jen leaked stuff, whatever, right? It was a Jen takedown site. Also, the New York District Attorney Federal had 12 years of stuff on Jen. So this did not take down Jen by any means.
No.
So we can put that to rest. Second of all, third of all, 19th of all, wherever the hell we're at this point, Jen sent a cease and desist in 2021 to Koa, Monica, and someone with Goncalves, whatever. Of saying, we know you're behind the site. So it was already Jen knew 3 years ago.
Which, that when I saw that, that shocked me. And then it made me feel like, okay, well, if she knew, why didn't she ever tell anyone?
Let's be real. You think Jen Shah kept that to herself?
Right. It was confusing to me. Like, okay, wouldn't you have gone? Because at that time, you were still friends with Heather or Lisa or Angie. You would have told someone.
Hey, I fired that girl, Monica, because she's running the site.
Yeah.
I don't know. I almost want to go back. Production claims they had no news. They knew nothing. The Meredith security footage showed up the day before they left for Bermuda, which is also bizarre because that was 3 years ago. I don't know. Now there's video. So now Tanisha has a file on Monica and Tanisha's releasing all of Monica's private stuff with her mom. So... We don't think Tanisha was in. So Heather's giving Tanisha a pass on Reality Von Tees, but Tanisha's doing the exact same thing right now. Videos, posts, everything, the same things that happened to Jen Shah on that site, Tanisha's doing currently, but we don't think she was involved. Come on.
And what's so crazy is, like, I mean, Monica, for the most part at this point, like, she's owning all of the things. Like, she's not trying to be sneaky about really anything that she's given up all season of, like, yeah, I did this. Yeah, I was sleeping with my brother-in-law. Like, yeah, that's not entirely true. I did do this, but I wasn't the only one. Like, she's being out in the open about it. So it's kind of like, okay, at some point you might need to listen, because clearly then, yeah, these other people had association with it and she's trying to tell you.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is, like, we're taking Tanisha's, I don't know. But now Tanisha releases video of Monica and her mom saying, "You're a star. This is a reality show. You got to get on that. You got to be a star," like plotting about the show. So was Reality Von T's? I don't think it was started to get Monica on the show. I definitely think Monica wanted to be on the show, right? She's a 30 something. She's an assistant for someone on the show. Of course she wants to be on the show. Andy said at BravoCon, here's what's weird is that Andy like backed her up at BravoCon. He was like, "Oh, we were waiting for her. We wanted her on the show and we liked her and she's a breath of fresh air," and like all this stuff. So I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, it's all definitely very, I mean, it's all strange. I cannot wait to hear like how this all unfolds.
Three-part reunion, obviously.
She's supposed to have an interview with Bethany tomorrow, which I refuse to listen to anything Bethany does.
So Monica posted that was fake news.
Got it. Okay.
She posted, "This is, I would never meet with her." And I was like, "That's my girl."
Yeah, because I was like, why would you talk to her? I'm not listening to her. Like, nobody likes this lady.
She said Monica Garcia is set to appear on Bethany Frankel's podcast Just Be. "You guys are really trying so hard. You really big man out there. One, I have never been asked to be on her podcast. Two, I wouldn't do it if asked. Three, this along with so many other things being put out about me on the smear campaign happening right now is completely false." I mean, okay. You're right. She's got nothing to lose, right? So also, like, that site hasn't posted since July of 2022 when Jen went away, first and foremost.
And the person who's most mad about all of this, even more than any of them, is Dita Von Teese, who wants her picture off.
Yeah, copyright. I don't think you can on Instagram, though. She's not.
She was like, "Why is my picture on Instagram and on Bravo? What is happening?"
Yeah, but she's not impersonating Dita Von Teese, so I don't think there's anything you can do on social media-wise. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
I don't know. Do the girls band together and say, "We're not going to come back with her season if you bring her back"? How do you wrap this up? We just had, what I'm not going to sit through is another healing season, in the words of fucking Whitney Wild Rose.
No.
Like, "Oh, we need to come back from Monica. We're going to band together." I'm out. I'm not doing it.
And the fact that they, I mean, just the fact that they were like, "Get your shit and leave." Like, she's down the street. She's all the way in. Where is she supposed to go?
She said she'd take a 2 a.m. flight home.
Like, that is the craziest thing. I mean, yeah, this is going to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sure, you betrayed us. I don't think that she inflicted psychological harm on them or whatever Heather said for the last 4 years. We couldn't sleep. We'd wake up. Is Reality Von T's going to post about us? I don't buy that. I mean, you and I have been in this universe longer. I mean, we've been in the podcast for 3+ years. I think I had slightly heard of it, but it wasn't a big name thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Salt Lake City. Sure. I don't know. It's very clearly, if she's a video, there's a video recording Jen Shah from behind at a countertop. It's very clear to me where that video came from, right? Like, it's not a security footage, whatever. There was like Jen's security footage was hacked or something. So that was part of it in the cease and desist. But clearly, Jen, her lawyers, and people knew about this. So,
yes,
I production claims they knew nothing. Sure, perhaps. But, I mean, they didn't catch Jenny Nguyen's racism on Facebook. So, I don't know. Like, are they just not vetting social media? Are we not running background checks in multiple names? I don't know.
Yeah, they need to figure this out.
But wouldn't you, like, when she's like, "Oh, I went to Beauty Lab Laser," wouldn't you know that? I don't know.
Yeah, and then it's like, also, so they didn't even get into the surface of this whole suing thing and the beauty, like, because there's so many more.
She did say they owe a substantial amount of money. I mean, I'm sorry, but $2,500 for Botox and stuff is, like, not that much money.
Yeah, I'm just like, what is going on?
Like, there could
there's
be, like, $10,000 lasers and stuff. Yeah, I'm not, like, I don't know. But, like, when you invited Monica in and she's getting a facial in front of you, did she check in? Did you, like, check her in? Did it pop up Monica? Like, I don't know. In the nicest way possible, it feels like Heather was like, "This is my ticket for center snowflake kind of situation. Let me run this group. Watch what I can do," is how it felt a little bit to me.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get that?
No.
I don't know. It was just like the dolls and the whole thing was like very produced to me.
I mean, it's a show. So it's like, you're going to do this in the most entertaining way possible. However, I think that if it would have came out beforehand, like she wanted to tell the women first, get everybody's opinion and then, you know, bring this to her as a united front, rather than, you know, just calling her and be like, come out of my room and going off. Like, it's going to be the value, the production value, because it's going to be for the show.
Yeah. I don't know. Monica claims that she hasn't gotten a contract, which is not, contracts don't go out till after the reunions, first of all. Second of all, she said Heather did not pay her back for that perfume. $725 perfume or something? Jesus.
Well, she bought hers and Angie's, right?
Oh, was that both of them? I thought that was per perfume.
Yeah, because they both had said they forgot their card, which I thought, why would you go on a shopping day without your card? That makes absolutely sense.
Both of you. Angie, I have a picture of it. Can they just run it? Ma'am, what are you? Huh?
Yeah, I have a picture of my card. Why do you have a picture of your card?
I mean, probably because people like take the number off of it, but like that, whatever. She's wild. Yeah, people like, oh, that was a setup. I don't know. I just, then the black eye comes out, which like, so now we want to take the word of Heather, but she, who lied to us for the last year?
Yeah.
So how do we like factor that in the situation? You're mad at Monica for all of this lying to your face, but you lied to the world.
Yeah.
And now your big reveal was at this dinner when it was about Monica, it had nothing to do with Jen Shah.
Which was interesting because then Monica was like, I'm glad you finally told the truth for once. And so it was like, okay, so did you know that?
I'm sure. Who didn't know that? There was no one else in the room. You don't get scratches from bumping your face. That was a nasty ass black eye too.
It was. That's why I was like, and the fact that when Meredith came in and she's like, and Jen's like, we don't know what happened. We're trying to figure it out. Like,
but I
know.
Clocked it. Do you remember? She goes, we need to come up with a story. She's like, right. She goes, we need to know what happened. Like Jen right then outed herself. I wonder why she fought her. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I want to get down to the bottom of it.
Also, I don't care how close of friends we are. I don't care if you're about to go to prison. You put your hands on me. First of all, I'm going to put my hands back on you. Second, well, depending on how I'm doing. But like, I'll probably put my hands on you. Second of all, I ain't going to have your back for the next 12 months. Fuck that.
Absolutely not. Oh, no. You would have died. You would have also had a black eye. We would both have come out of there looking worse for the
wear. I wouldn't have like continued my fucking vacation in San Diego and be like, my girl, Jen, I got you. No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
No.
Look at my eye.
Yeah, no way.
You know me. My face is all I have going for me. So I can't.
That is not true. Don't right. say
I'm
such
I'm tall.
Yes, you are tall and fit. And fit.
I'm not fit. I am. Mm-mm, girl, this holiday, let me tell you.
You are fit.
Anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, it was wild. That's all I know.
I mean, the fact that Monica stood there, didn't run away, didn't break a sweat. We don't see that in Housewives a lot.
No.
She sort of ended Lisa Barlow with that Donald Trump hands.
Oh, my God. The fact when they both stood up and you started seeing production running around in the back, it was like, oh, man.
I'm sorry. Raise your hand if you thought Angie K was going to throw that center. Man,
I did.
I didn't think I was like, there's no way.
I was like, is she going to throw those flowers? What's going on here?
No, ma'am. I was like, there's no way Angie K is going to get she's just.
I don't know. The production must have thought so, too, because the background of people were just running in circles.
When Lisa stood up, they ran out.
I was like,
also, did no one get to eat again?
I hope somebody ate because they had a lot of food.
I mean, it was pretty. I'm going to give Monica icon status. I'm going to give her some props. Here's why. If you could start, the Instagram page was started in November 2020, right? Which is when they were announced. So she must have had dirt on Jen way before that.
Oh, I'm sure.
So the Instagram account was started in November 2020, right? So roughly with filming 4 years or so. So, because they were filming before that. It premiered in November 2020. That's why I said that. Sorry. So... If her plan was to start this, take down Jen and replace Jen on the show and get a check, mad props. You've infiltrated a friend. Like, this is wild. And, like, people should be mad that they didn't figure it out first, right? I'll give her that. However, sure, it's scary that someone could pull that off. So I don't know if you still want to be their friend.
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't see it.
I also want that episode uncensored. I tried to at Peacock and see if they'll do it for me, but I haven't heard it back yet.
I feel like the only person that could really be friends with her and kind of just like it not really be anything is Mary, because she wasn't there.
Sorry, go. I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just saying she wasn't there when this all went down. She doesn't really have like any stake in it because she hated Jen anyway. And so she's the only one I feel like that she would be like, well, I don't trust you, but it makes no difference to me.
Well, Mary gave that interview and said, pray for Monica. Remember that?
Yes.
So
yes,
I think you're this. I don't know. Here's my gut tells me. I think she could quite possibly get back in with Whitney. I think Barlow's done.
Yeah.
I could see Angie and Whitney letting her. I think if production's like, hey, we're moving forward with everybody, you either on board or you're not on board, right? They're all going to be on board. The likelihood of them standing together, I don't really see it happening. Maybe Barlow, she doesn't really care. I mean, if Heather's going to do another book, Heather wants this as a platform, right? Meredith Marks, I don't even know if she uses, she's wild anyway. Everyone's posting recaps of the finale and she's posting her new caviar brand. Like, she's just so out of touch. It's not even funny. So, and she's like, ships overnight, can be there by Friday. Like, ma'am, we're reeling from this finale. Slow down on the caviar promotion. So I could see somehow, I mean, they let Jen back in their lives.
Yeah.
I could see some sort of Whitney, Angie path forward and it opens it up to the group. I don't know. I don't see how you start a season 5 without Monica, because you're going to give us, we're all reeling. I can't believe it. We don't trust anybody. And I don't want to watch that.
No, it's not as entertaining.
No. And then we already had that. We've had the Mormon stuff. We've had all that reeling and emotional. We can't have that again. So, I mean, the only thing we want to see now is how you recap this, right? This is why we're going to watch Reunion. We don't even have ratings yet, which is very rare. Let me check. So I just don't know what you do from here. If you bring her back and no one films, okay, no fun. You don't bring her back, you have no answers. Or you tell them, hey, you have to make this work in some capacity.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be definitely interesting to see after this 3-part reunion, like the direction they go with this.
I mean, the problem is it seems like Monica currently is scorched earth. So.
Oh, yeah. And she is continuing to burn the bridges along the way.
Correct.
So she doesn't care.
Correct. But I mean, I think that you lose a massive chance. The whole point of these shows is like the comeback, right? So if you don't have her back next season, how do you pick up a fresh, like you might as well just scrap the whole thing. Because I really don't want to watch the 5 of them go, oh, we have to make new friendships, but we can't help a new person. Like we're not ready. Like I'm not here for it.
No. Agreed.
Monica's friends with Dana. Or Dana Bowie Negrette or whatever, the girl from last season. Where's Angie H? You know, Angie. That's the other thing is like, we want to talk about the fake Finsta. Meredith was backing Angie H and her husband at that dinner.
Angie H is somewhere pretending to be Sarah Paulson.
She's crazy. She's still trying to promote that trans child that doesn't want anything to do with her. It's her child. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out. It seems like to me, Bravo's going to sever ties with Monica, but why would Andy say good things about her at BravoCon?
Because ultimately, I don't think he wants to. I don't think that ideally you wouldn't want to sever ties with her. I mean, that's the money is like now what happens after that. But if the women don't want to film with her and don't agree to, then what are you going to do?
I wonder if she, if Monica gave production a heads up. Because remember at dinner, she said, I knew this was coming. I knew this was going to come at some point. Because if she duped production, I don't see a road back. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Wild. Anything else on the finale? I'd love to see some ratings, but we're not getting, I haven't seen them yet. So we shall see.
No. Well, I can't wait for this reunion. I want them to just get right into it.
Well, you're going to have to wait. And this uncensored on Peacock for the reunion. But I want the finale uncensored. Make it happen. Come on, Peacock.
Why not?
Okay. Are you ready for some Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Erica just ended Denise. I just feel so bad for Denise. Like,
I don't even know why Denise bothers to keep coming to this stuff.
Well, and then like every point that Denise thinks she has, Erica A is sober. She's drinking tea, and B, she's ending you with the truth. So it's like, oh, well, I didn't say that. You said your husband has a big dick. No, I didn't. Production error.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't apologize. Here's Erica's got dates. Erica has times. Erica has locations. Like, you're not going to win this. I don't know how to tell you this. It's just not working. And then Denise is like, you needed this to deflect from your money issues. And she's like, no, that was last season, girl. Like, no, you failed.
Yeah. Where have you been? Because you're late on that.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. It didn't. I mean, I was watching it just going, Denise, just stop. Don't keep just, you're not going to win. Like, just stop. Don't dig in anymore.
Where is Aaron? Because remember, Aaron like barely used to let her out of his sight.
Well,
yeah, he's being tracked by the government, so he got to run.
Yeah, he's like, don't be obvious. Just go on there and make it look like you're hanging out, and it's fine.
She says she didn't get paid for these appearances. Then I would stop showing up if I kept.
There's no way if I'm not getting paid. There's zero, absolutely no way I'm coming to do this
again.
Like, I'm not going to keep taking this beating from America, even though I'm asking for it. I am not coming.
Also, I just wanted to let you know that I've used thank you, you're welcome, 1,700 times. Thank you, you're welcome. No, you can't.
Thank you. My God, that woman.
Kyle wants to know why no one's defending. So why no one's defending the kids and family with Denise and like they are with her. Because they're not doing it with her and her family, but they want everyone to defend Denise and her kids and her family. I mean, Sammy's 18 years old. I think my problem here is that Denise wants to use the kids. That was her platform, right? Oh, the kids came to me and asked me about a threesome, right? So like, I'm not defaming your kids. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn on these feelings. Denise brought Sammy into it. Sammy's 18. She's on OnlyFans. Erica used that as a defense. Did Erica say anything defamatory about Sammy? I don't think so.
No, I think it was just the more so of bringing up that she has an OnlyFans, but she's an adult.
Yeah, she's an adult, but also your mother wanted to use you as a chess piece. So the only way that I can deflect from that chess piece is to use you as a chess piece, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't think that Erica was like, your whore of a daughter is on OnlyFans.
No.
That might have been implied. Yeah. But I don't think that Erica didn't come in and be like, well, you know, she could have said like Charlie Sheen had a hooker at Thanksgiving. I don't know. I don't know how you have Erica defend herself if she doesn't bring up the kids that you already brought up as a scapegoat. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So Kyle wants them to defend her and her family. And Garcelle says, well, I can't defend those because I want to know the truth.
Everybody's wondering
what Garcelle's feeling. I mean, her shade is good this season, but she is feeling a little messy to me.
It is. It's a lot. I always felt like she was kind of like the diplomatic one. Like, she stood for what was right. You know, she put people in their place, like corrected the behaviors and was like, that was mean. You shouldn't do that. This time it just feels like it's always messy and it's always like trying to stir the pot or get into some weird shit. Yeah. I don't love it.
Okay. Are we done with that? Can we wrap up that part? I don't like,
sure.
We got more to come.
Yes.
I'm loving this dating feedback. I mean, I don't want to know what people say about me, but I think it's hilarious. She's like, well, he says that he'd like to see you again. He didn't find you funny. Like, oh, rude. But,
I mean, this is awesome. Like, wouldn't everybody benefit from that if they were trying to find a partner and learning, like, this is what you're doing wrong on your dates?
Absolutely. I love feedback.
Yes.
Give me all the feedback.
I mean, this gives you a chance to, like, fix that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. She doesn't pay men compliments like, I like your belt, because it's too close to his crotch.
I mean, really?
No, she said he liked his, she said she liked his blazer.
She did. She said, I like your blazer.
That was a handsome man for an older silver fox.
Yeah. No, I liked him for her.
They were like karaoke. I didn't know she did karaoke.
Yeah, no.
I find out new things about this woman every time.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that I could see this as a good little match. They had a good banter going on.
Yeah, he was like, would you mind if I contacted you after this? And I was like, oh my God, he's so cute.
He's like, so can you give me your phone number?
Yeah, like, how could I contact you after this? On Instagram?
Email?
Yeah.
Send me a fax.
She's like, sorry, I talk so much. He's like, no, I'm a great listener. I was like, oh my God, he's adorable.
Yeah, no, they were.
She wanted a billionaire, though.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, what's wild to me is, like, if I was receiving 300, first of all, y'all would be... What is it like? If I got $1 million, you know, my friends are gonna see. You'll see it on my friends.
Oh,
I guess, like, if I had that kind of money coming in every month, I wouldn't be like, oh, I need a billionaire. I'd be like, I'm gonna live my life and be in love.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got the money already. Why do you need more? Why do you need a billionaire for?
No, you don't need a billionaire. But I mean, why not?
Kyle and Kim have a meetup. Kathy's pretty scathed in this season. First of all, if your mom is Kathleen and she names you, I mean, that's narcissism 101 right there, right?
Yes.
It sounds like, and this guy, I think I mentioned this kind of with my brother and my mom, is like, sometimes the oldest, are you, you're the oldest, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like sometimes you're, younger siblings like see you more as an adult and like on the parent side than they do as
yes.
Yeah. So I think that's what happened is like a different father, right? So completely different. Kathy was already like 10, I think, she was older when the kids were born, when yeah. Kim and Kyle were born. So she automatically, like, they didn't have the same father, but she was automatically like in an older role. However, that does not negate Kathy's ability to speak to people the way she does. And I think we all know this.
I think, I mean, what got me in that conversation of like an understanding where she was coming from is just her saying, like, I don't like to be talked to this way. I shouldn't have to be talked to this way. I should be able to say I don't like it and have it be respected. And I understood that and I felt that.
No, no, totally. I think it's coming from, like, we know, I think we see how Kathy speaks to people.
Absolutely. But yeah. I think that, like, as she was saying that, like, and Kim's like, well, you know, could we fix it? She's like, I don't know if I want to. Like, I don't want to just say this is just who she is and I have to just accept it. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah. I'm with her on that one.
Yeah. I mean, you get to choose that. And that's hard with families. I mean, I have a sister that is extremely toxic to me and I, you know, try really hard to be like, hey, let me help you out. Or like, let me talk to you about like the way you talk to people or the way you make us feel or why you are the only one that's always in an argument with all of the sisters. And when someone doesn't want to receive that, after a while, it's just like, you know, I'm done. And we're not going to try anymore. I don't want to talk anymore. Like, I am over it.
Yeah. I love that they call her Big Kathy. Big yeah, Kathy Big was Kathy. Her mom. Yeah.
Oh, that makes me think of Big Ange.
Mm. Oh, R.I.P.
I know.
There was that was funny you said that because there was something on Twitter. It was like this Salt Lake City drama would have never happened on Mob Wives.
I used to love that show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought Kim was saying like, oh, I don't want people not getting along. I thought it was about Mauricio. And then I was like, oh, it's about Kathy.
Yeah. Then I get that. Like she's saying like all these weddings are coming up. Her daughter's wedding, Farrah's wedding was coming up. Like,
oh, awkward.
I know. All of these things were coming up and they're not talking. So it made sense. Like, we need to get this fit.
Yeah, for sure. We wrap up with Dorit versus Garcelle.
Oh God, this lunch was so uncomfortable and so.
Do you want to look at the menu? And then they just sat inside. Like, we can talk during we're looking at the menu.
Like, hi. Would you like to look at the menu? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Also, maybe not a conversation to have in a restaurant.
No, because you know the server is doing his job. He's going to come up.
Yeah.
In the middle of the conversation.
You got ready to order? Like, no, we're about to have a race conversation. Please leave.
Yeah, that's his job. Like, everybody chill out.
I mean, I sort of feel like, okay, I feel like Garcelle is holding Dorit to the fire on this. So I think that the attack, sorry, my brain was not functioning. The attack comment was inappropriate, but I don't think it was meant that way.
No, right? I didn't think that.
No, right? I think that the comment from last year, the brown people work for me comment, yes, was inappropriate.
Absolutely.
I don't think that Garcelle feels as though, this is my thought too, like, just hear me out. I don't think that Garcelle got on Dorit enough for that comment last year. I don't think anyone held Dorit's feet to the fire on that comment. So no. I think that now Garcelle is like, I'm not letting another ignorant comment slide. And I think she's going to hold her to this fucking comment. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I feel a couple of different things about it. I struggle with this because I understand why there's certain words and certain undertones that follow with those words when using them to describe African-American women. However, I also believe that there are times when, so what do you do when you are being aggressive, or what do you do when you are attacking someone in a certain way, or they feel that way, and saying this is a feeling, not saying you are. I feel like when Dorit, and as they showed it, it was like, I think that Dorit really said it in a connotation of how everybody else had been saying it. Like, well, you're attacking me and you're attacking me. And they say it to each other all the time.
For sure.
And so she wasn't looking at Garcelle's race in that moment and just using the words that they all use with each other.
Absolutely.
And I felt like in that moment, like, it just kind of, she had to fall on that because it's how it shook out. But yes, I would have been way more offended and would have had took more issue with the fact that she said the comment about her workers and then followed it with, but my mom's best friend is Black.
I hate that.
Which just makes me crazy. It's like, well, what does that mean? Does that prove something? So I could definitely see the confusion in Dorit's face in that moment of like, but I said this because we all say it. And I don't think that I really didn't think that she did it in that way or understood.
Yeah.
And so that makes it really hard to have a friendship with someone that you, Garcelle, don't feel understands these things. And then you, Dorit, don't know what you're doing wrong to offend her because you're not purposefully doing it.
Well, and then they, I'm Jewish.
That was, like, you know.
The biggest way that I could explain this, and I've lived this as, you know, we've discussed whatever.
Yes.
The biggest way is that you don't walk into a room and everyone goes, oh, she's Jewish. But when you walk into a room, everyone says she's Black. Like, that's the difference here. So,
of course.
Yes, the Jews are persecuted. Yes, there's lots of stuff. Or sorry, in the words of Kathy, persecuted in her text message to Kyle or whatever. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, the screenshot of Kathy's text message that Kyle was talking about.
I saw the screenshots, like, but
it was like spelt horribly wrong. Like, it wasn't even close.
I didn't even catch it.
It was like P-E-R-C-O-C-U-E-T-E-D. It was like all of it.
Oh.
Anyway. She was trying to say she was persecuted. So yes, Jews are 100% a minority in this country. They are 100% persecuted. However, it's different because you don't walk into a room and automatically because of your skin color. You can't change that.
No.
Yes. So like, I'm Jewish. I get it. It was like, no.
No, it's very different.
Please stop talking. I think my neighbors called 911. I screamed so loud when she said she's an unconscious Karen. I was like, oh my God, not unconscious Karen. Like, I can't think of anything worse.
No. And I felt like in that moment, it was like, there is no way to move forward from here because you clearly hold this disdain and hold these feelings towards her that you're not going to be able to get past to become friends. I don't even know how you're going to sit there and eat that lunch.
No, she wanted that. What is the gnocchi? Pesto gnocchi. Waiting on that. I love that, like, we always circle. How do we always land on food?
It's just so delicious.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, Greek salad. That sounds good.
I mean, this to me feels like the end of Dorit's run here.
Yeah, it's
very
rough.
Like Leanne Locke encoded. It's very.
Well, she doesn't have an ally. Her and Kyle are not close as they used to be. She doesn't really have that kind of relationship with the other women. I mean, she does fit with Erica, but even Erica's trying to explain to her, like, hey, you know, pay attention, not this. I just think that there's nothing for her.
Yeah. I don't know. Hmm. Sorry, girl. Yeah. Anything else on Beverly Hills?
No. Hopefully we can move past this and move on to something else.
We're hoping. This season has been, this is a very weird, and now Sutton and Kyle are getting along. Like, that whole joke was so cute when she's like, don't make out with your driver. If I see you pulled over, I'm going to stop. Like, we're all good?
Yeah, it's weird. They're weird. But we know that.
I know, but like, we went from this like knockdown, drag out, going to defame each other to no end on the show to now they're friends again.
Oh, I'm sure something else will happen.
Also, the editing lately on Beverly Hills, they both shows this week were pissing me the F off. Angie K, only because I watched Salt Lake City, she kept jumping from each side of the table, FYI. So if you watch it again, you'll see like she was all over the place when they were cutting back and forth to Monica. And like you could see her talking to her, but Angie would jump from each side. So that scene was totally chopped. And then Beverly Hills, there was... Who was it? It must have been the Erica scene. Oh, Erica says something and Kyle's face is shocked because she's sitting next to Sutton. And then they flop and then it's Kim next to Sutton and they flop again and then Sutton's on a different couch.
Hmm.
The editing has been very odd.
Got it.
Yeah. So just a heads up on that. So who knows what we're really like seeing in the out of these conversations. But
right.
Yeah, that's a wrap on episode 167. We're obviously calling this Reality Von Tees. I think it was a great name for a fake account, if you ask me. T as in spill the tea. Reality.
Yeah.
Dita Von Tees. I don't know. I'm here for it. Lots coming up. I am going to binge Girls Trip now that that's all on there. I will get into the challenge. There's usually like 14 or 15 of those, so I'm probably pretty close. This Survivor season, I don't know if anybody binges Survivor. Survivor 45 was incredible. The casting, these people were insane. Like, some girl got on the island. It was like day one, and she's like, okay, who's conspiring against me? And they're like, we don't even know you, girl. Like, okay, calm down. We're on a fucking desert island.
Yeah.
But 45 was great. But yeah, let us know what you're watching. We've got Vanderpump Rules coming, as we know. I'm hearing we've got Jersey on the horizon. We'll probably get a little teaser there. Maybe March, I think. March, April. I'm hearing Dubai is coming, so we'll have that.
I'm still watching Miami, although I'm not yet impressed.
Dude, that... Okay. I love me some Dr. Nicole. She's my girl. I'm ride or die. However, this Anna shit was messy and pointless.
I was like, I don't understand why, like, what was the point of that?
I mean, the podcast, all that was there. So first of all, Alexia Marisol should be able to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
Adriana's out here working her ass off as a friend of. Meanwhile, I forgot Anne-Marie even existed in Beverly Hills until they showed the preview for next week. I hope Crystal eats her alive.
Oh, yeah, she will.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Miami. They came back wasted from that yacht club, though. And they ran into Anthony. The poet was pretty epic, though, that he was typing.
Just typing away.
As they were fighting.
Just typing away. Tap, 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 tap. I love a good typing.
Yeah, I thought Gertie, I didn't think that Lisa's joke was offensive. Did you in the Honda Fit?
No, I just thought it was weird.
She just can't win with them. Like, get your own car. Don't get your own car. What do you want her to do? She's in the middle of a divorce. She probably has like nothing in her name, I imagine. I wonder what her credit looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine there's nothing really. Maybe a credit card or something.
Note to self, women. Oh, that's the other thing. Rachel, Lindsay, I didn't write this down. He's asking for spousal support.
Yes.
This motherfucker. Sir. Now, sir.
Which is interesting because it's like, I mean, you make your own money, though. You make
they've
money.
Both done it now. Like, he's a doctor. He's popular on Instagram. Yeah. Like, sir, what do you need her money for?
Yeah, I'm confused. Let me tell you.
I don't know, Miami. I don't know. What I'm going to do is when we're closer, I'm going to binge it on Peacock. So I think like without commercials, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if the friends aren't flowing. This Anna storyline just was not doing it for me. Alexia and Marisol have a point. They just are unable to communicate why they're upset. Say, here's the podcast. Watch for yourself. I can't she shouldn't be here.
Right.
That's all you have to say. She called me a corpse.
Yeah. She said she wanted me to die.
Well, and then Anna, that's my 30-year-old daughter. Anna, you're on the pod. I'm sorry, Anna. No, that is not an excuse.
No.
Guilty by association. I don't care.
I don't care however old my child is. I'm going to say you're wrong. Don't say that.
Yeah, you said Lisa was a hooker who should have stayed in Vegas. Those were you literally said that. You said that's something you hook up with and leave there. You don't bring that home from vacation.
Yeah, that ain't right.
And then you walk in and go, I'm rooting for you. Fuck Lenny, I'm rooting. Like, no, ma'am. I would have.
Yeah, okay.
And Lisa should have called her out with that, but like, no. You said this. You need to leave.
Absolutely.
Wild. Last night, I will say, I was here for the mess that everyone leaving the party. Gertie just left without even saying goodbye.
She was like, I'm not doing, I'm out.
Yeah, wild. But I think it might, I don't know. Maybe the commercials, maybe. I also think that we're over, like yesterday, I almost didn't watch Beverly Hills in Miami. I was like, I have a hangover.
Yeah,
like there was so much on SLC. We literally, in 24 hours, you get 3 hours of Housewives. And they're all different. And they're all at different stages. And it's a lot. And you can't help but compare them, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
So, I don't know. But, you know. As always, we appreciate you guys. Happy New Year. Stellar year. I don't know if we posted. We were in the top 25% of podcasts, which is huge. Massive listening. Huge upgrades. We're growing like crazy. Monica, I told you, was following us. So, you know, that's big for us. We're making some headway. We appreciate the support. Like us, rate us, follow us as always on Instagram and Twitter. And let us know what you're watching as always.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful weekend and we'll see you back here next week.
Bye.
Bye.